Along with these points, we'll also discuss other reasons why this part of Scripture was written this way. But for now, it's important to highlight this. Paul was primarily discussing the resurrection, a concept that many found impossible and had a hard time believing in. He was addressing Corinthians, among whom were many philosophers that had a habit of ridiculing such ideas. Even though they often disagreed with each other on various issues, they unanimously and decisively stated that there's no such thing as resurrection. So, in defending such a doubted and ridiculed concept, due to both the preconceptions people had and the difficulty of the topic itself, Paul wanted to prove its plausibility using the resurrection of Christ as a starting point. Having backed his point with the prophets, eyewitnesses, and believers, he then made a widely accepted reductio ad absurdum argument to prove the resurrection of mankind as well. He says, "For if the dead aren't resurrected, then neither has Christ been raised."